This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Trade between the United States and Mexico has grown fivefold in the last 20 years since the North American Free Trade Agreement came into being. But the trucks carrying all those goods can still be stuck for hours at the border waiting to cross. In our latest installment of our Fronteras Desk series on NAFTA, here's reporter Monica Ortiz Uribe.
The World Trade Bridge in Laredo, Texas, is the most important commercial crossing along the southern border. Some 5,000 trucks cross here every day. They move everything from cornflakes to weed eaters to Volkswagen bugs. Gene Garza heads up field operations for Customs and Border Protection in South Texas.
World Trade Bridge was actually open in April of 2000. Prior to that, there was no bridge here. There was nothing out here. This was just farmland.
Since NAFTA, the number of trucks crossing through Laredo has tripled. Even after a recent bridge expansion, the time it takes to cross can range between 1 to 5 hours. That's partially because inspections have intensified since 9/11. Any truck can be singled out for an X-ray check or a lengthy manual inspection.
We have to facilitate the commercial traffic coming in, but we also have to make sure that our borders are secure.
Then there's infrastructure. The biggest obstacle to updating our current ports of entry and building new ones is the lack of federal funding. Chris Wilson researches trade for the Woodrow Wilson Center.
Customs and Border Protection has identified a $6 billion deficit between where things are now and where they need to be to keep up with all the people and goods that are flowing across the border every day.
There has been some progress. There's a new commercial port of entry in Arizona and another under construction in West Texas. In the past 2 years, U.S.-Mexico trade has grown by a record 23%. But without infrastructure updates, Wilson says both countries lose out.
It cuts into the competitiveness of manufacturing in North America, and it means that we have less jobs, less trade, less exports, and those are things that are really important right now to our economy.
To get things moving, business leaders on both sides of the border have started to invest in infrastructure themselves. For example, a new privately funded crossing is in the works outside San Diego. It will link business travelers and tourists directly to the Tijuana airport. Without federal dollars, the future of cross-border trade may now be in the hands of those who reap its profits. In Laredo, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe for Marketplace.